the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Private Mike Hanna. Mike, good to speak to you. How's the deployment been going for you so far?
Yeah, I can't really complain. Shift work's been a bit dodgy at times, but yeah, it's been fine, thanks.
You say shift work, so what sort of shifts?
Well, basically I'm doing signal inside life out here, so me and a few of the other guys work in 8-hour swing shifts, usually typically 3 a day or something, with the fourth bod just doing a duty runner.
So that takes a night shift as well then?
Yeah, it does, unfortunately, yeah.
How easy is it to adapt to those shifts?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a lot easier than you might think. 8 hours sitting straight can be a bit of a pain, but it's a lot easier than humping and dumping kit through the oily like I did with my last tour, so I can't really complain about it.
and even if you did complain, nobody would listen, is that the way it is?
Probably not, but like I say, I can't complain.
When you come off shift though, how easy is it to actually catch up on your sleep, because everything else is still going on around you?
It's not too bad. It's getting a lot easier for that because of the temperature dropping, but when it was really warm, it was a total noise trying to get sleep during the day. It just wasn't happening, so you were constantly zombified.
You mentioned that you'd been deployed before. Was that to Afghanistan?
Yeah, I was out here on Herrick 10.
And how are you finding the comparison? Obviously, you got a different role this time.
Well, for a lot of the time last tour, we were in this area anyway, coming in from Kandahar, but we always had that little reprieve of getting back to the Kandahar airfield. This time, we're just stuck out in the sticks permanently. But, yeah, it's not too bad. I can't really complain.
What are you missing most about home? You better say your family.
Well, yeah, I suppose they're not too bad. I better say hello to them and that as well.
Yeah, give them a quick mention.
Hello to my family, you know who you are, the missus and my mate Stephen Bainbridge from Bravo Company. A big shout out to him and hope to see him soon.
Okay, Mike, really good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
No problems, thanks Mark.
Joining me now is Private Gary Reid. Gary, originally from Dunfermline, out in Afghanistan at the moment, and how's the deployment for you so far?
It's good, I'm enjoying it. It's challenging, but it's good.
You say challenging, what's the biggest challenge for you?
It was the heat to start with, but now it's starting to get quite cold at night, so I think.
This is your first deployment. Was it more or less what you expected from all the pre-deployment training, everything you'd heard and seen beforehand?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly how I thought it was going to be. A bit quieter though, because hearing for the last tours and that, it's quite quiet now, but it's a good thing.
Back home in Dunfermline, anyone you want to say hello to?
To my fiance here, Lark, and my mum and dad, I suppose.
Are you set a date for the wedding?
No, just got engaged a couple of weeks before I came out here.
Listen, she'll have all that in hand, don't you worry. Gary, listen, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up once again with three Scots in Afghanistan. We can speak to Private Jake Noble. Jake, first of all, this is your first deployment. How are you finding it so far?
It's going really good. Much what I expected it would be like, so there's not much big surprises.
Has all the pre-deployment training paid off for you so far? Are you finding it's kicking in?
I suppose it is really. You do a lot of exercises to get you prepared to come out, and then once you come out here, you do 1 week sort of acclimatising and refreshing all the bits that you need to know, and then before you come out.
With all that in mind, is it more or less what you expected?
Training gives you the mindset of what you need to expect, so I guess it was everything that I thought it would be.
Now, you're based out in one of the patrol bases, one of the PBs, but you're back at Shawcat, where we're speaking to you just now. How do the two differ?
Well, Shawcat is it's a lot bigger to start with, and a lot of my hierarchy, a lot of my guys here is PB, Bowling Tee, is there's only two motor poles, so there's not that much of us there.
Okay, now back home for you is Fraserburgh. I'm guessing that the climate is slightly different from Fraserburgh in November.
It's freezing back home, like.
How are you adapted to that then?
Since it's getting into the winter time, it's getting colder here, especially at night and early mornings, but obviously in the daytime it's still in the 20s and high in the 30s, so it took a while to get used to it.
Okay, and back home, anyone you'd like to say hello to?
I suppose a bit of my ma and my brothers, and just I'm a pals back home. Hope you're doing alright, I'll see you soon.
Excellent. Private Jake Noble, thank you very much.
Cheers.
We can speak to Private Jamie McLean now. Jamie, how's the deployment for you so far?
It's been good, I'm enjoying it.
Alright, and the biggest challenge for you?
I don't know, just been away for a while from home. seeing the same face all the time.
Okay, and what about things like the food, etc.? With you being out in a PB, is it pretty limited with what you're getting?
Yeah, it's just spam most days. Spam pasta, spam noodles, spam with spam every meal.
You're starting to sound like a Monty Python sketch there.
Yeah.
What about parcels from home? Are you getting any of those coming through?
Yeah, I've had a lot of parcels.
Oh, what kind of things are coming in them?
Just pastas, like chocolate, sweets, had shrimp in one of them.
Anything apart from spam?
Aye, pretty much.
And what about keeping in touch with that back home? Has that been pretty easy for you as well?
Yeah, it's just whenever the phones are free, it's on a daily basis now.
You want to give them a quick mention back home just now, Jamie?
Yeah, hi, Mum and Dad and Dave McComb. About.
Excellent, Private Jamie McLean. Thanks very much for your time today.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.